Welcome to Good Company for Thursday, April 21st. And today we remind ourselves that it's never too late to try to reach your goals. Also, what to wear and a feel-good story of how a doctor is cheering up his patients and helping the community. All of this on this episode of Good Company. And you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. Listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, an incredible story coming out of the U.S. And this is a story that may surprise you. I mean, I've heard of those who have gone to prison get an education in prison. Well, there is now in California a particular college that has now been accredited. It's the very first of its kind, and it is a junior college, and it is based behind bars. So inmates can take classes, and they are getting classes in astronomy, literature, American government, all sorts of things to help them earn an associate's of arts degree. So this has never been done before. This is the first of its kind, but it's kind of nice. They wanted to get an education. Now they can, and it will actually count. It's not just these random courses that they're taking, and that's great. It's nice to learn, but it's nice to walk away with that sense of accomplishment and with a degree in hand. So first of its kind, and I'm excited to see what other sorts of things they'll be able to do to help people reach their goals no matter where they are. And that got me thinking about maybe some of the goals you have had throughout your life. I know for me, I've had goals and I thought, oh, I don't know if I can do that now. I mean, some a little not realistic. I would have loved to have played for Team Canada women's soccer for the World Cup. You know what? Let's be honest. That's a goal I may not be able to reach, but there are definitely things that we can do despite our age or season of life and still reach some of those goals. So I'm curious to know, what are some of those goals that you wanted to reach that maybe you put in the back burner that now you're thinking, huh, life's too short? Maybe I'm going to spend some time and try to reach some of those goals. Text me 905-338-1250. Maybe it is getting more education or getting a degree. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's learning how to cook French cuisine. Anyway, let me know. I'm Holly Taylor. Don't forget to check out our website at faithstrongtoday.com, as we've got some great articles there for you. Most recently, Robin Rosti talked about three ways to deal when the unexpected happens, which is such a wonderful conversation to have in the day and age in which we find ourselves in. I mean, expect the unexpected should really be the theme, but she dives into that concept. But taking it from that Easter season perspective. So check that out at faithstrongtoday.com. I'm Holly Taylor. We're talking about those goals that we have that maybe we put on the back burner that we want to take off the back burner, bring to the front, and really tackle some of these goals. Because sometimes we might think, oh, I can't do that. I'm too mature to do that, as in you're just getting up in age. But I love hearing the stories of people who have had a goal and then still achieved it down the road. And I especially love hearing the stories of some of the incredibly famous people that we know. And then you discover that they reach their goals when they are 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or older. And it just, for me, gives me a little bit of hope. I just think, you know what? Maybe I can try that. Maybe I'll be good at that. Maybe I can check that off my list or my bucket list. Text message here at 905-338-1250 from Tyler. He says he has always wanted to learn how to ski. And so this past winter, he has actually strapped on the skis and done some bunny hills. He says he's been loving it. You know what? That's great. I didn't really get a chance to ski or snowboard much growing up, but it's fun. It really is. Great exercise. You get to be outside in nature. So, Tyler, congratulations for just picking up a new hobby this year. That's fun. Maybe we've got some cooking tips or something that you've learned as you're achieving some of your goals in the kitchen, or maybe gardening goals. Yes. Mary texted in. She said her goal last year was to create a garden. She said it went okay. She learned a lot. This year's year two. She's expecting bigger and better things. Yeah, sometimes the goals do take some time, don't they? You have to get some of the lessons learnt the hard way behind you so you can move ahead stronger. Guys, thank you so much. And if you've got more goals that you're going to try to reach, text me. Let me know. We can celebrate with you. Here at Good Company. So wherever you get your podcasts, just look for Good Company and voila, we will be there waiting for you. We're also streaming through our website, joyradio.ca, or through the My Joy Radio app, which is great for Google and Apple devices. I'm Holly Taylor. What to wear? Sometimes the biggest question of all during the pandemic, it was sweats and a comfy shirt. Maybe slippers or fluffy socks. And now we're out more and more and more. So what are you going to wear? What to wear? It's fun because I saw a video from John Crist. He and a woman were doing a skit, and it was about what to wear based on the role you are at church, what denomination you are. And it was just really funny as they've picked up on some of those what to wear going to church stereotypes, because it has changed over the years. But it is so true. Sometimes you're wondering, okay, what does this mean? What do I wear? They told me to dress semi-formal. What is semi-formal anyway? I mean, I feel like I've lost a lot of the nuances in this particular realm. So if you're like me and you want to dress casual. Casual is basically a non-dress code, so wear whatever is comfortable for you. Now, business casual, this is typically what you'd wear to work. So you're going to wear maybe khaki pants, maybe a button-up shirt with a collar, a blouse, a pencil neck skirt, whatever you're comfortable in that looks a little bit nicer, but you can still feel like, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to conquer the world. Smart casual is like a dressy casual as well. I did not know that. Dressy casual and smart casual are pretty much the same thing. And that is a combination of casual, and business dress code. So you can kind of mix and match and have some fun with it. So there you go. Some of the tricky ones. And of course, you've got your formal black tie where you're wearing the long dresses and the bow ties and the black suits. Whereas semi-formal is maybe instead of having tails, you have a longer tie, not the bow tie. So there you go, guys. See, now we have to go to the internet to figure out what these terms even mean. Semi-formal, black tie, business informal. It's a lot. You know, going through this, I really do miss my sweatpants and my sweater and my slippers. So maybe I'll just stick with those. I'm Holly Taylor. We've got some wonderful podcasts that are part of our Faith Strong Today family, which we are part of. If you go to faithstrongtoday.com, right there, main menu, that top menu, you'll see podcasts. So there you'll find some of our archive podcasts like The Sweet Spot, but then also some other incredible podcasts like Between the Grooves with James Curtis and Grow and the Go with Donna Carter and Kevin Pankhurst. And then Why Me Project, the one I do with Johnny Rocket. And we just celebrated 5 years. So download, rate, review, subscribe. No favoritism there, hey? Okay, maybe a little, but all podcasts are, I just love them all for different reasons. James has the incredible opportunity to focus in on music and the artists and getting behind the stories of how the songs are written and how the artists are navigating life. And then you have the mother-daughter duo with Donna Carter and Kevin Pankhurst diving into their faith and spirituality from the feminine perspective. So check it out at faithstrongtoday.com. I'm Holly Taylor, and I think this story will give you a good feeling. I know it did for me. It's really cool to see doctors just not going to the hospital and helping people and being super kind. But then there's some doctors who I would call super doctors, because they also do things outside of the hospital to inspire their patients. And there was a doctor in Atlanta, and he decided to build a Star Wars X-Wing starfighter. I know, you're thinking, what are you talking about? Okay, so Essentia is like the plane that they would fly in and they would fight in Star Wars. I'm actually saying this for myself because I think I pretty much have fallen asleep in every Star Wars episode. Please do not be mad at me. But he did this just to encourage the kids in his neighborhood, and that's exactly what happened. Tons of pictures of kids jumping into this, I want to call it like a little mini airplane. Clearly I'm not in aviation here, but it's just so wonderful seeing these kids with their huge smiles on their faces. It was a hobby, but since the doctor made it, once he completed it, that was when Russia invaded Ukraine. So now he's actually using it as a way to raise funds to help those in Ukraine. So not only is he spreading smiles and happiness in his community, he's also now using that to help other communities as well, specifically Ukraine. So I love it. This X-Wing is huge as well. It's 26 feet long and 23 feet wide. What? Is this doctor in the right industry? Man, a very talented person, but again, someone who's spreading kindness with random acts. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me here today on Good Company. We'll see you again tomorrow right here, and we're going to kick off the weekend.